Good morning. 00 hours. Cloudy. 62 degrees. Good morning. 01 hundred hours. Cloudy. 62 degrees. Good morning. 02 hundred hours. Mostly cloudy. 65 degrees. Good morning. 03 hundred hours. Mostly cloudy. 63 degrees. Good morning. 04 hundred hours. Mostly clear. 62 degrees. Good morning. 05 hundred hours. Clear. 61 degrees. Good morning. 06 hundred hours. Clear. 61 degrees. Good morning. 07 hundred hours. Sunny. 61 degrees.
NHLJN mobile monitoring. Romeo mobile. Whiskey 8 Foxtrot Foxtrot Romeo. Good morning, Ryan. This is Larry, NHLJN. You're breaking up a little bit.
This is where I am.
Not readable, and you're not holding the repeater, so maybe you need to wait a sec and come back in when you're in a better position.
Is this better?
Much better.
It must be a little bit of a valley drive through. There is like about a mile or so by my house that it's just radios don't want to work, and also my cell phone does not want to work there either.
Oh, yeah, that's right. We had that conversation. We've got to test out your radios. I think I'm going to be home much of the weekend, so if you want to give that Simplex a try, just chat me up on Slack, and we'll make a time.
All right. Now, are you going in early today, or are you not going in today? I know that you're on the radio kind of early.
Roger that. I'm usually commuting about an hour from now, but busy week at work, and so I'm trying to get in to get everything ready for classes this afternoon.
Okay, so you're on your way to work now then.
Roger that. I'm in Flint. In fact, I'm going to have to switch over to that repeater quickly because I bet my signal is going to start fading away here in about 3 miles. Where's your work location? Is it in Lapeer?
It's off of Wilder Road, so in between Lapeer and Attica. So I'm still within good range of the repeater, but yeah, you're definitely getting a lot of breakup, a lot of static.
All right, I'm coming in through the Flint repeater now on the CMN network, and Yeah, I know Wilder well. I always, that's the exit for the farm, so we get on and off of that all the time. And so I generally know where your work is. We're right downtown, well, not downtown, we're west of downtown Flint. So once I get down in the hole there on the river, I cannot hear our repeater. But this repeater in Flint comes in great all the time.
Well, then you, I forget, do you work out in Lansing or Flint? I forget which one it is.
In Flint.
Okay, so you're not too much farther away from work then.
No, only about 10 minutes.
That's roughly what I got.
Well, in radio gear, I ordered a GMRS antenna that should arrive today to hopefully connect to my HD as both a mag mount for the car and kind of a base station that I can use to hit the Mayville GMRS repeater that Dan Erd has. I was on listening, but they couldn't hear me, so hopefully this will be enough. If not, oh darn, I've got to get another radio.
Yeah, that's what this hobby's about, getting new equipment and putting it to the test. I haven't had the finances to get a new radar or really anything related. I'm poking around at the telescoping flagpole. It's about $90 at Harbor Freight. I just have to find the time to actually go to Harbor Freight. Been getting now between 5, 6, 7 in the evening. So I'm definitely looking for that flagpole because I am getting, as every day goes by, I'm getting more concerned about where my antenna currently is, 6 feet off the ground, and that pole being taken out. It's anchored by ropes and baler twine. So if any of those give way, then the pole can easily just tip over.
Yeah, roger that. Well, Garrett, our education chair, KBAYUK, he loves to say that Answer Radio is a makerspace. We're makers. And I really do enjoy that aspect of it. I've always been a tinkerer myself my whole life, and so I've got tons of little projects that I need to focus on first before I buy new radios. So I'm gonna do that.
Yeah, I'm just happy I grabbed the railroad spikes that I had a whole box of them, and then my dad got mad that I was bringing quote-unquote junk home, and he was going to scrap them. And then I found them in the scrap trailer, so I pulled them back out of the scrap trailer, and then I hit them. And now I'm glad I did, because they came in really handy, because that's what the rope in the baler twine is anchored to, is railroad spikes in the ground. And it's holding. It's gone through several storms already, and it hasn't fallen over. So it looks like it's doing really well. I used electrical tape, and I sealed up the connection where the coax plugs into the antenna. And so that's protected by electrical tape. It's very redneck, but it works.
Yeah, that's very good. Yeah, I can remember picking up railroad spikes when I was a kid on the railroad. And speaking of scrap, I've got a big pile of scrap that I need to recycle, and that might very well be my next radio. So we'll see how much I get in there, but I know I have a lot. And I don't think the prices are very good, but it doesn't matter. I've got so much there. It's at least a couple $100, so who knows? I might get a new radio out of that. That's another project for the summer I need to get done.
Summer's quickly coming to an end. We got, what, a month left of that?
Pretty much. I feel summer runs through September, but usually people feel that's fall. People are back to school and all of that, but I'm still enjoying it, and so I'm kind of holding out, just enjoying the weather. I do notice a change in the sun. My goodness, I was up at about 5:20 this morning, and it was dark. And I really do miss that sun. Love those long days.
I still want to get up that early. I was up by 7 today. Then I laid in my bed for a little bit because thanks to late night rescue call, I did not go to bed till 1 in the morning. So I'm like, do I have to go into work today? So yeah, I'm glad I can get up at 7 instead of having to get up at like 5 or 6.
And that rescue call, on what unit do you serve?
I'm with Elba Township.
EMS or fire?
Straight fire, no med calls.
Roger that. And thank you for your service to your community. Those are great things. I've been kind of surprised that some of the people I know who pick up volunteer firefighting, what I think is kind of late in life. I mean, they're not my age, but they're in their, 50s, and that's got to be tough to be a firefighter at that age.
A lot of guys in my department are 40, 50 years old. I'm one of the younger members. At 23, I'm not the youngest. There's a few guys younger than me, but I'm definitely towards the bottom there. But in relation to those younger members, I have the most time on compared to them. So I got seniority over them.
Sorry for that delay there. I'm negotiating a little city traffic, and I had to pay attention to it. But that's out of the way, and again, thanks very much for being a firefighter, and we are grateful for your service.
I got one of my fellow septic drivers to, I was talking to him because he expressed interest. He's actually joining as well. He's on a different department because of where he lives, but I talked with him yesterday. He's going to start, he just moved. And he's going to start talking to their fire chief, and he's going to get on. So looking forward to that. Got my first recruit, even though technically it's not on my department. But he's got some years on me, and he's willing to do it. I'm trying to get my family to do it. They're just not interested.
Well, as I'm sure you know, usually when there's a fire, people leave. It's the unusual ones that go back in. I had that experience when I was a teenager. My parents' building, kind of a downtown area, old downtown area, small town. They had an apartment, and there was an elderly woman up there. And when there was a fire two doors away, I ran right up there and got her out. And about the time I was coming down the steps, the firefighters arrived. They did a great job.
I think there's a braking station in there, but I just pulled up to work, so I am unfortunately going to have to hang up the mic. So, NALJN from WAFFR, I'm sending 7-3. Have a wonderful day at work. And if there's a braking station out there, I'm sending 7-3 to you. This is WAFFR. I am clear on your final.
Have a good day, Ryan. Thanks for talking. And this is NALJN. Clear.
Kilo Echo 8, Oscar Hotel, Victor, radio check.
I think it was Hotel Echo 8, Kilo Echo 8. Hotel Echo 8, Echo H, no. Help me out there. It was breaking up just a little bit. You're almost full readable, but I'm getting some crackling.
Hello, Echo 8.
Again, it's breaking up quite a bit. Kilo Echo 8, I did not get the first letter of the suffix, but... I think it was Hotel Victor were the last two.
Hotel Victor.
still about the same. I don't know if it's power or if it's antenna, but still breaking up.
Roger that. Coming off the pier repeater.
Well, that's where I'm from, but I am actually coming to you through the flat repeater on the Seaman network. That last transmission was much more clear and almost readable.
Mostly sunny. 65 degrees.
Yeah, roger that. Sometimes have issues with this Lapeer repeater, but most of the time it's crystal clear for me.
Roger that. I get the connections between the repeaters because they're usually rock solid. Seldom have any issues, and you heard me speaking with Ryan, also in Lapeer. I think we're transmitting good there, and I'm very close to the repeater here in Flint, so I don't know. Check out, maybe move a little bit if you're on an HD. Okay, well that antenna, if you're switching, is not as good as the one before that last transmission. And I am at my work location, so I'm going to have to sign off unless there's anything else I could do to help you in the next minute. Well, that one was breaking up even worse again. Well, hey, I'm going to sign off, and if you're available next Tuesday is the Lapeer County Amateur Radio Association club meeting, 7:30 at the Cypress Building on 21 there, Inlay City Road. So check the website out, and we'd love to have you come visit. And this is NADLJN 73 and clear.
November 8th, Victor Lima Charlie, mobile.
Good morning, 0900 hours. Sunny, 68 degrees.
This is Kilo Echo 8, Romeo Bravo November. Kilo Echo 8, Romeo Bravo November. And Henry?
Hi.
Seeing if anyone is monitoring the repeater. And KJ, RBN.
Good morning, 1000 hours, sunny, 70 degrees.
KB800E, KB800E, KC8OZK.
Good morning, 1100 hours. Sunny. 73 degrees. Good afternoon, 1200 hours, sunny, 74 degrees.
WA8RCC testing and listening.
Good afternoon. 1300 hours, mostly cloudy, 75 degrees. Good afternoon, 1400 hours, mostly cloudy, 75 degrees.
KFABOT Mobile.
Good afternoon, 1500 hours, partly sunny. 76 degrees. Good afternoon, 1600 hours. Partly sunny. 75 degrees. Good afternoon, 1700 hours, partly sunny, 75 degrees.
KF8BOT on mobile.
Good evening, 1800 hours. Partly sunny. 75 degrees.
GT. I'm not copying it real well, Tom. You're all scratchy. I can't make out what you're saying. TWC, TA8RGT. I'm getting static, Tom. I'm not getting any signal. I think I'll give you a call on the phone. KA8RGT clear.
Good evening, 1900 hours. Mostly cloudy. 74 degrees.
KAARGET. I just heard the repeater make an announcement. I can barely hear that, and I can't hear you at all.
KF8BRD.
Good evening, 2000 hours. Partly sunny. 69 degrees. Good evening, 21 hours. Mostly cloudy. 66 degrees. Good evening, 22 hours. Mostly cloudy. 65 degrees.
Kilo Echo 8, United Radio Victoria, monitoring.
KEHCV, my
monitoring.
Good evening, 23 hours. Partly cloudy. 65 degrees.